show. Una Merkel.
Present.
Arthur Q. Bryan.
Greetings, radio friends.
And Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum.
What round is it?
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Before we begin, we think you should know the name of the sponsor. Of laboratory protection that brings you dairy products of purity and perfection. Now for the show, Rudy and Maxie riding down the boulevard
in a taxi.
Here's the public library, Maxie. Now, here's the dollar. Take care of the cab. Meet me inside.
Sure, boss. Well, my good man, what does the meter say?
Tick, tick. Now give me the buck.
Oh, tough guy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Maxie Rosenblum, buddy. You want to get slugged?
Yeah.
Oh, Rudy!
I didn't mean it, Maxie. Don't call the vagabond bruiser. By the way, I heard your brother Mo was having a baby.
Yeah, he's at the hospital in a fraternity ward.
Is it true that the baby is imminent?
So what if he is? We'll get him naturalized. Well, see you later, pal. I'm going to the library.
So long.
So long. So this is a library. Gee, I wonder what all them books are doing here.
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, you the bookie?
No, I'm the librarian. Have you got a card?
A card? To read books, I got to join the union? A fine predicament.
Oh, Maxie. Come on, Maxie. Let's go over to the Latin section. I want to look up Julius Caesar.
Does he work here?
Maxie, haven't you heard that Caesar is dead?
Caesar's dead?
Yes, Caesar is dead.
How do you like that? You miss one newsreel and you don't know what's happening. Hey, boss, look at the classy base.
Why, Maxie, that's Una Merkel.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Una. This is my friend, Maxie Rosenblum.
Oh, Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum, the prize fighter?
That's me.
I didn't recognize you standing up.
Una, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were interested in Latin.
Oh, sure. Caesar and I are just like this. Listen, omnia gallia divisa, status quo signatus mo.
What does that mean?
Not yet, sign mo.
Boss, I'm sure glad they quit using that Latin before my time.
But they haven't. There's a Latin phrase in practically every American coin. E pluribus unum. You know what that means?
Sure. Heads I win, tails you lose.
Oh, Maxie, I'm afraid you'll have to brush up on your intellectual background.
Oh, that's only where I sat down in a lozenge.
I'll explain it, Maxie. Caesar's wife, Calpurnia, dreamed about the future and warned him to beware the Ides of March.
Oh, I thought it was a soothsayer who warned him.
Well, our answer is up in that large book, up there on the shelf.
I'll go up and get it, boss.
That great big one, Maxie, the one that says Julius Caesar.
This one?
No, the one... Whoa, look out! You're going to drop it! Duck, Rudy!
Oh! Geez, the boss is knocked out.
Caesar, Calpurnia, Mark Antony.
He thinks he's Caesar.
Soldiers of my legion, halt. Men of my legion, you have returned to Rome victorious.
Hail Caesar!
You've been good soldiers, and I'm proud of you.
Hail Caesar!
You followed me through rain, fog, sleet, snow. Did I leave anything out?
Hail, Caesar.
Fine. Company dismissed.
Gee, Caesar, that sure was some speech.
Thank you, Slapsimus Maximus.
After all those years at the war, he is good to be home, huh, boss?
Yes, Maximus, home. Home where I can sit by my fireplace with my pipe and slippers and have my adoring little wife, Calpurnia, close beside me.
Yeah, it's enough to warm the cocktails of your heart.
Yes, Maximus, and what an amazing woman my Calpurnia is. She has portentous dreams, you know. She's the only woman in Rome who has the power to foretell the future. Here we are, Maximus. Knock on the door. You know, Calpurnia didn't want me to go away to war, so I told her I was going to the corner grocery for a loaf of bread. That was 10 years ago tonight.
Here she comes, boss.
Calpurnia, my love, I'm back.
Never mind the bread now. I made biscuits.
I'm starved for some of your home cooking, Calpurnia. May I have one of those cookies here on the windowsill?
Those aren't cookies. They're pies.
Aren't they pretty small for pies?
Well, I got the recipe out of Reader's Digest.
Calpurnia, I want you to meet my bodyguard, Slapsimus Maximus. He watches over me constantly, goes days on end without sleep.
My, my, how do you do it?
I'm a human domino.
Gosh, there's the old mohair sofa. Finally wore out, didn't it? Calpurnia, I thought that mohair sofa was guaranteed.
I'll look at the tag and see if the guarantee has run out.
What does it say?
Not yet. Signed, mohair.
Calpurnia, how do the people of Rome feel about my victories?
Caesar, your ambition has made you many enemies. Aren't you afraid?
Afraid? Sister, you should have seen us at the Battle of Pompeii.
Were you brave?
Brave? Get this. There was me and Julie. There was me and Julie, standing alone on a battlefield. On our left are 600 fierce barbarians with clubs. On our right is 1,000 Gallic gladiators with spears. And in front of us charge 63 terrible Turks with stiptis.
What happened?
Boy, did we run.
Oh, you're only fooling, Maxie. I know that my Julie never ran away from the enemy. You tell me about it, honey.
Who subdued the tribes Teutonic with a siege that was cyclonic and whose victories are chronic?
The genial gentleman, Julius. The idol of me, Slack. The boy who's back there patting.
Who's the guy that you're high-hatting?
The genial gentleman, Julius.
Who made all of Gaul surrender? Who gave Rome that certain splendor?
Who's that very solid sender?
Benny Goodman?
No, Caesar! Displays that love technique.
Who's the forum favorite cheeky?
Who said Vini, Vidi, Vicky?
The genial gentleman, Julius.
Oh, the Gauls attacked me from the rear.
They never had a chance.
But they put termites in my spear.
I get it. Ants in your land.
But as a Roman, he's didactical.
As a soldier, I'm quite tactical.
But as a husband, you ain't practical.
Nevertheless, you gotta confess, he's that genial gentleman.
In Julius Caesar's time, Mark Antony assembled the kings of earth for war, to attack, to pillage, and to destroy. But today in America, science is fighting a war to protect life, not to destroy it. Our battlefields are the research laboratories, and our soldiers wear the white uniform of laboratory scientists. Hundreds of these men in white are seal test laboratory workers, carrying on their crusade to safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and those other dairy products so vital to our nation's health. A far-flung network of these seal test laboratories is spread all over America, each testing, inspecting, and approving dairy products in its own community, each benefiting from the knowledge and research not of just one laboratory, but of more than 100 seal test laboratories. Every time I see that red and white seal test symbol on a dairy product, I vision behind it a great marching army of seal test men in white, armed with test tube and microscope, fighting to improve quality and to safeguard purity. Let that seal test symbol be your guide to fresh, pure, wholesome milk and high-quality ice cream. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. Later, I'll tell you where to buy those seal test-approved dairy products, which contribute so much to your family's health. But now, back to Rome.
Juliet, sure is swell having you home again.
By the way, Calpurnia, when I left for Gaul 10 years ago, weren't you knitting some tiny garments?
Yes, little three-cornered togas. I was going to surprise you, Julius, but I might as well tell you now, you're the father of a wonderful boy.
Ah, this is the happiest moment of my life. Rome has two Caesars. And I have a son to romp and play with.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of cutting up around the house with a pair of Caesars.
But where is my son? I must see him immediately.
Shh. I hear the pitter-patter of his tiny feet now.
Ah, what a fine-looking lad he is with his golden curls and pink cheeks.
And how is my little Julius this morning?
I won't talk till I get a mouthpiece, see?
Little Caesar.
Son, this is your father, the Grand Commander, the number one man in the Legion.
Oh, that's where he's been for the last 10 years. At the Legion Convention.
Time for you to leave for school now, Junior.
Okay, okay.
What school do you go to, son? The Forum?
No, Reforum.
And I'll wager you're a grade A student.
The only thing I get grade A in is milk.
What's the matter, little Caesar? Don't you like school?
Nah. Last night the teacher told me to stay and rub out the blackboard.
Did you do it?
Nah. I rubbed out the teacher. So long.
Splendid lad, Calpurnia. Full of spirit. I'm sure he's headed for a sound future. One that's built on solid rock.
Yeah, Alcatraz. Hey, boss, look out. Boss, look out. There's a rock coming through the window.
Look, there's a note tied to the rock.
Yeah, listen to this. Warning to Caesar. Hi, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. So, Caesar, beware the eyes of March. And we do mean you, you goon.
This is a threat to my life. More than that, it's a threat to my entire political destiny. I must send for my trusted friend, Mark Antony. Maximus, can I entrust you with this urgent task?
Yeah, boss.
Remember, my very life depends upon your speed. Will you hurry?
Boss, I'll fly on the wings of Mercurochrome. So long.
Calpurnia, the situation grows desperate. I must know about the future immediately. You'll simply have to go to sleep and have one of your portentous dreams.
I haven't been able to dream lately, honey, but I've done the next best thing. I've sent for the Royal Roman Soothsayer. He's on his way here now to read your future.
Announcing the arrival of the Royal Roman Soothsayer. Polonius, Octavius, Flavius, Romulus, Remus, Hocus Pocus, Shapiro.
You're looking at a fortune teller, guaranteed a whiz. I wouldn't kid you, kiddies. I'm a Latin professor quiz.
There's no time to waste, Romulus. There are places afoot. You've got to look into the future.
Anything to oblige a lady. What's your trouble, sister?
Look, it's...
Fantastic.
But you don't...
Unbelievable.
Well, all I...
Miss
you. But all I...
Don't get personal.
Hey, look, I...
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
But my good man, it's not my wife's fortune we want told. It's mine.
Who are you, a soldier?
I? Why, I'm Julius Caesar.
If you're Julius Caesar, I'll eat my toga.
But he is Julius Caesar.
Drassy, ain't it?
Come, come, Romulus. Don't waste my time. Look into your crystal ball and tell me what you see.
I see some strange writing. Says, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Caesar, your life ain't worth 50 cents. In fact, I'll make it a quarter.
Another threat against my life. This is terrible. What else do you see in the ball?
Julius Caesar, I see for you a future as black as the Ace of Hearts.
But the Ace of Hearts isn't black, it's red.
The Ace of Hearts is red?
Yes.
And nobody told the Dice Committee?
Romulus, my patience is exhausted. Either you'll tell my fortune...
I'm not in the mood.
Or I'll have you executed.
I'm back in the mood.
For the last time, I've got to know, what is my future?
Julius Caesar, for you I see a future filled with ice cream, strawberry pie, milk and honey, asparagus with hollandaise sauce, and incidentally, a very tasty dish. And you live till you're 165. So long, Caesar.
Wait, are you telling the truth?
Julius Caesar, if that ain't the truth, every hair on my head should fall out. Say, where can a fella buy a toupee?
Get out! Get out! Calpurnia, my love, the situation is beyond control. The soothsayer was of no help. There's only one course left to us.
What is it, Steve?
You'll have to go to sleep and dream. If the dream foretells my future, then I'll take you on a nice trip. A second honeymoon.
Truly, Julie?
Yes. I'll show you all the strange lands and sights I've seen. I'll show you the olives of Greece, the palms of Egypt, and the figs of Smyrna.
What's the matter with the grapes of wrath?
Ah, Calpurnia, my sweet. You can do it for your little Julius if you want to. Just close your eyes and sleep. Sleep.
Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep away your sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn, a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in them, dear, I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Hey, boss!
Shh, Maxie, don't disturb Calpurnia. She's gone to see Winken, Blinken, and Nod.
Yeah, they're good lawyers.
Oh, I guess I've been asleep.
Tell me quickly. Did you dream anything about my predicament?
That I did. I dreamed I met a tall, handsome man with light, wavy hair. A fellow named Rudy Valley. And he took me in his arms and he said, oh, you're gorgeous. And I said, oh, you're kidding, Rudy. And he said, no, I'm not. And I said, yes, you are. And he said, no, I'm not. Then he took me in his arms and he kissed me and he hugged me and he kissed me and he hugged me and he kissed me.
Wait a minute, Calpurnia. What's the significance of that dream?
Say, when you can get Rudy Valley, you don't look for significance.
Shh. Caesar, be careful. There's someone hiding behind the garden door.
Quick, Maxie, quick. Open the door and let him fall in. Why, look, it's my old friend Mark Antony.
Greetings, most gracious emperor. Welcome back to Rome.
Mark, old friend, it's splendid seeing you again, but you've put on an awful lot of weight.
Oh, I gained that during my vacation. I put on a witter at Coronado and a witter at Palm Springs, but I put on most of it south of the border.
But that was a strange way you had of entering my house. What were you doing behind my door?
I was hiding from a census taker.
Census? What's that?
That's a house-to-house version of information, please.
Mark, are you still making all those wonderful speeches?
Oh, yeah. Last night I made a wowapalooza of after-dinner speech.
What did you say?
Pass the toothpicks. And I got a brand new ovation. It goes like this. Friends, women, and countrymen, lend me your ears. How's that?
That's a wowapalooza.
Yeah, ain't it a pip? Look, friends, women, and...
Now, wait a minute. I didn't bring you here to make a speech. Mark Antony, my friend... Do you know of any plots against my life?
Possibly.
Well, do you know who the men might be who are plotting?
Possibly.
Do you think you can give me any advice?
Possibly.
Can't you say anything except possibly?
Yep. Friends, women, and countrymen.
Mark Antony! I don't want you to make that speech now.
Oh, I want to make it.
But you're not going to.
I am, too.
You are not.
I am, too.
Over my dead body.
Oh, somebody told you.
Caesar, I must let you know, Mark Antony is a false friend. You ordered him to protect me while you were at the wars, but never once did he come to this house.
Well, Mark Antony, why weren't you here? What do you do every night?
Well, from 6 to 7, I deliberate on my ovation. From 7 to 8, I queen and press my toga. And from 8 to 9, I grease my chariot.
What do you do from 9 to 12?
I'm a busboy at the Pond Derby.
Get out. Get out!
Oh, look out, Julius. There's another rock coming through the window. And there's another note attached to it, as if I didn't know.
Read it.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. When the Ides of March catch up with you, you ain't gonna rain no more. Oh, Julius, this is a final insult. Come on, let's go down to the Senate and tell those senators off.
We're off to see the Senate, the wonderful Senate of Rome. And while they're off with the Senate, let's have a few words from home. Let's have a few words about the thing that gives us the pep, that makes us sing, that gives us the zip and zest, that makes us feel best. It's Sealtest.
Oh, Calpurnia.
Yes, Caesar?
History tells us only of your virtue, not your charm. Yet history could have told it in one word. You know you have Vitalure.
Oh, Rudy, have I? What is Vitalure?
Vitalure is glowing skin and flashing eyes. It's an overflow of vitality and health. and it comes from vitamins and other essential food elements, many of which are found so abundantly in good fresh milk. But now let's take a quick trip around America to all those communities where seal test approved milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Driver, there's the Senate.
Oh, she biscuited.
But Julius, are you sure you want to go in there with all those senators plotting against your life? To me, you look a little scared.
Julius Caesar, scared?
Brother, if you ain't scared, your goose pimples are sure having a preview.
Oh, nonsense. Nonsense, Caesar knows no fear. Let us enter the door of the Senate.
Pardon me, please. I've got to go into the Senate.
Wait a minute, mister. Who are you?
My name is Smith.
Wrong Senate. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Oh, sorry.
Julius, I'm scared. Please don't go into the Senate.
I must, Calpurnia. Are you with me, Spatsimus Maximus?
Yes, Blossomus. I'm staying with her.
For what I know is right, I'll defy the whole Senate.
I'm staying with her.
I'll face my accusers.
I'm still staying with her.
I'll fight Joe Lewis.
Calling Dr. Kildare.
All right, Maximus, open that door. We're going in.
Well, there, Caesar, now.
Down with the traitor. Senate of Rome will come to order for the trial of Caesar. Senator Mark Antony, why are you late?
Whoa, it's almost election time, so I've been in Greece kissing babies.
But the Greeks don't vote in our election.
That's what I keep telling them down at the Acropolis.
Proceed with the trial of Caesar. Question him about his un-Roman activities.
Very well. Julius Caesar, did you or did you not bring back to Rome 500 beautiful slave girls from Syria?
I did.
And did you or did you not bring back to Rome 600 ravishing, luscious slave girls from Morocco?
I did.
What are you going to do with all those luscious, ravishing, wonderful women?
I am going to throw them to the lions.
To the lions?
Yes.
Enough of this foolishness. I'll handle this. Julius Caesar, you have squandered the taxpayers' money. Why did you take so long to return from the wall?
We had trouble crossing the Rubicon. The enemy sunk all our pontoons.
Well?
We was caught with our pontoons down.
Silence! Silence, coward!
Coward?
Yes! We have a report from the field of battle. Is it true, Rosenblum, that in the face of the enemy, you retreated?
That's a lie. I wasn't retreating.
What were you doing?
I was backing up so I can get a running start.
Order! Order! Senators of Rome, you've heard the evidence. How do you vote? Senators from the northern provinces, is Caesar guilty?
He is.
Senators from the western provinces?
He is.
Senators from the southern provinces?
He sure is.
Then we're all agreed.
Gee, the verdict is unanimous. Unanimous.
Caesar dies at high noon at the Ides of March.
Yeah, what's this? What's that? Whoever lays a hand on Julius Caesar must answer to me.
I'll tear you limb from limb.
That's the answer.
So this is the end of the noblest Roman of them all.
Yeah, I could see the handwriting on the wall.
What does it say?
Not yet. Sign Mo.
The Ides of March is here. Death to Caesar. Death to Caesar.
Death to Caesar. Stop. Stop. Wait. A proclamation. I hereby proclaim that the Ides of March will be moved to the fourth Thursday in November to replace the old Thanksgiving. Signed, you know who.
Caesar is free.
everybody. I'll forgive you, senators, and I'll forget this quarrel. But, Romans, let this be a lesson to you. Here's the moral. Rome wasn't built in a day. No big creation has ever reached the state of consummation without a little bit of inspiration.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Where there's a thrill, there's a way. Wives in the kitchen cannot have evening gowns with fancy stitching unless the better half is in their pitching.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Whether it's legislation, a daily occupation, romantic inclination, or building Rome,
it's a matter of inspiration, of finding the combination, and giving it concentration till the cows come home.
Rome wasn't built in a day. It took decorum. They had to have a quorum in the forum. And even paying taxes didn't floor 'em.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We'll build aqueducts and viaducts the Appian way. Catacombs and cozy homes of WPA. Work like the Dickens to have easy pickings. And like as not, most every pot will have two chickens.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Overtime to earn it.
We know that eventually Nero's going to burn it.
Oh, let's have our fun while we may. Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Just call me Julius.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Hey, boss, wake up, wake up.
Go away, go away. I'm Julius Caesar. Go away.
Yeah, I'm Shirley Temple. Pleased to meet you.
Can't you hear Mark Antony? Can't you hear him say, lend me your ears?
I'll do it, but I don't think the Romans like cauliflower. Now, come on, boss. We drain your equilibrium. Come out of it.
Where am I?
Page 26.
You're on the floor in the library, Rudy. Maxie was up there on the ladder, and he lost his balance and dropped this big book on your head.
Maxie, do you mean to tell me that an athlete as nimble as you couldn't balance that book?
Look at the name of it.
What is it?
The National Budget.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for inviting us into your living rooms. And thanks, too, for inviting our sponsors' products into your dining rooms. The red and white seal test symbol on milk, ice cream and other dairy products is a certified guarantee of genuine purity. Until next Thursday, then, when Martha Ray joins us for her first radio appearance since last June. I might add that the Valley Company entrains tonight for San Bernardino, California, where we're going to appear at the San Bernardino Orange Show for 4 days. This is Rudy Valley.
What's this? What's that? Who's Rudy Valley?
I'm Rudy Valley.
If you're Rudy Valley, I'll eat this microphone.
But he is Rudy Valley.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.